Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
And so we can start recording.
You can move it anytime you want.
Oh my God, we're not recording, are we?
Why don't we move that thing over here?
Why do people have to keep listening to us?
We'll move down.
Not
there.
Rearrange the same, a room they can't see.
And then we'll set up the.
Put it on the roof if you want.
Then we'll set up the. Camera, and there we go.
I don't care where you move it. I'm just not involved.
This is an HGTV show now.
Welcome where, to this old house
where you podcast. can't see the fixing up we're doing. But
trust us, it looks just as shitty as it used to.
I'm 100% sure no one wants to see us.
I disagree. Our fans in England probably are dying to see us.
I have
some real live Americans.
That's right. They've probably never seen real live Americans before.
I have legitimately heard, I want to see Roach.
I believe that.
Yeah, I believe that. I don't want trouble with my marriage, you know? I'm a happily married man.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Hey, I got a way about me.
You know why they want to see it? It's like the freak show at the circus. That's why. They don't want to look, but they
can't
have
help
to.
It. They just can't help it. You're like the elephant, man.
Are we going to introduce ourselves?
Nope.
I'm Ryan.
How come we don't do the testing? I always like when we do the testing because...
Just say your damn name.
Do your testing.
Jeff sucks.
Yeah, I like
that.
Oh,
look at those levels. So good.
I'm Stubb.
What do we got, eh?
Roach.
Oh, we got lots of stuff here.
We do?
I got some listener questions.
Oh, I got a listener question, too.
All right.
Let's start with this.
I had one, too.
I got a listener question, and I want to show you guys.
Do you all talk to the same guy?
It's an actual listener question. I screenshotted it.
Whoa.
So that you can see
who
it's
is
coming
it?
From
who
Facebook.
Is
this is Travis on Facebook.
Wait, let's... Okay.
Hey.
Travis.
A person who listens on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Name
send
Travis.
Us a question.
No, none of us know. Nobody knows a Travis. Does anybody know a Travis?
Never met one.
If you want to send us questions, fourfatguysshow@gmail.com, all spelled out.
Nobody sends them, though.
Hey, Travis, I miss you,
buddy.
We
don't talk about it enough. And you can send them to us on Facebook like Travis
did. Us talking about it is the problem. It's not
right.
The listenership.
Here we go. Travis. So Travis says, okay, besides the double stuffed and thin Oreos that you already talked about, has Oreo gone too far with all these different flavors? Question one. And question two, if you could make a flavor, what would it be?
All right, let's pause here.
I think we got to tackle question one first.
I need the producer needs to go to work right now because I don't know what flavors they even have.
Oh, they have all
there's
kinds.
About 300.
Pumpkin pie, peanut butter, marshmallow, birthday cake.
Mint, red velvet.
Oh,
you
here
know,
we go. Here
golden
we go.
Oreo, lemon.
Are you
lemon,
ready?
Lemon's good.
Green
too.
Tea. Blueberry, DQ Blizzard Cream.
I don't try any
Dolce
of these flavors.
Leche.
The lemon were good.
I'm a purist.
I didn't know they had them, and that's the bottom line, Roach, right there. That's the answer to the question. You don't mess with perfection.
Yeah. Fruit punch.
The only one that would intrigue me is the peanut butter one.
The peanut butter ones are delicious,
how about
too.
Waffles and syrup?
No.
Ooh.
I like waffles and syrup.
Listen, the lemon were really good.
The lemon are good.
Lemon were really good.
It's the
good
golden
too.
Oreos. It's the white Oreos with the lemon.
That was good.
Cream.
See, now I don't like the frosting. A lot of times I cut it right out.
That's
but the
just,
peanut
that's
butter.
Just that's just stupid.
The peanut butter I might.
Because again, you go back to the best Oreos are the double stuffed.
Oh,
Oreos.
Yeah.
No, they're not the
no.
best.
And
no.
that
the worst.
Wasn't so much a change in,
right,
in
right.
philosophy. That was what people were doing at their house, anyways.
Right. Right.
Like that's how I was doing it for years anyways.
No, you know how I do it? I pull them apart, scrape it off in one big glob. They stay in a dish shape.
That's
wow.
just...
Oh, my.
Root beer float.
I've heard other people say this. I was sitting at a soccer game, and I heard parents discussing it because she had Oreos. And one woman says she scraped.
Yeah. You know what?
Disturbing. Makes a difference why they don't just sell the cookie.
You know what?
That's disturbing.
They do. I think they almost do, don't they? Isn't there?
Yeah, they're called Oreo Thins.
The Thins are just pretty much...
They're prepackaged for you to throw them out right
they're
away.
Still, there's still a little cream in there.
Yeah, it ain't much, though. That's why he likes them.
The only time... And sometimes I didn't take it out, but that's just because I was too lazy to scrape it out.
No, if I was going to eat them, which, you know, I can't. I don't know if you guys
dear
know,
Lord.
I can't eat them anymore because... Oreo should come out with
teeth
a diabetic
problems.
Oreo cookie, but...
Yeah, they do. It's called Don't Eat Us.
Well, I don't.
That's their diabetic
I
version.
I don't, Oreo. Come on. Get with it. We need a diabetic cookie.
So the answer to the question is, no, you shouldn't have these stupid other flavors, and if you do, peanut butter.
I don't think that they've gone too far. I think some of them taste like straight garbage, but... A lot of them are pretty delicious.
You know what? You need to get be a little adventurous. Have a little different cookie once in a while.
The mint ones are good. The peanut butter ones are good.
You know what they ought to do? Here's what I think would be an ingenious thing
Listen
for
up,
Oreo,
Oreo
cookies to
oh,
do.
Boy.
Hold on. Let's let all the Oreo executives turn up their volume.
Okay.
Get out a notepad.
Do your regular, carton of Oreo cookies. But splatter a few of the different flavors in there.
No.
Yes.
Why ruin it? Why, that's like
the
candy
whole,
box. You ruin a whole box.
The whole carton. You put one mint Oreo in there and they all taste a little minty.
Well,
that's true.
Figure out a way to keep the flavors separated. But then that way I feel like I'm getting what I want, but I get to try this different kind.
They can package one cookie and put in there a free sample.
Perfect. All right.
That's not a terrible
stupid. It's like
individual
a candy box.
One.
It's like a candy box, Roach. Nobody knows what you're getting. You're guessing what you're getting.
It's on the cover.
Maybe I'd like the waffle one that they have, but I don't know. And I'm not going to buy a whole package of the whatever the waffle ones were.
Oh, hey. 2006 sugar-free Oreo. Cost over twice as much as regular Oreos and had only trace amount of sugar, 10 fewer calories, and 450% more fiber.
And how long did it last for?
We have half the flavor and 4.5
how
times
many carbs
more
were in it?
Crack in your pants.
See, originally they all thought, if we remove the sugar, we're diabetic friendly. But that's not true. It's got to have low carbs. That's what you're looking for, low carbs.
Well, I think what they've all realized is if we make it diabetic friendly, no one's going to eat it.
This is true.
They're unedible, so there's no sense of making
true.
A diabetic option.
I got some cookies that were diabetic, carb-free, and man, they tasted terrible.
I don't think that Stubb wants to do this podcast. I think he just wants to do Stubb's Diabetic Hour on YouTube.
Diabetic Corner?
If the Diabetic Association would pay me to do that, I would be all in favor of it. And
you think they're going to look through all the list of celebrities? They're going to go Wilford Brimley, and then when he kicks it, they're going to go, okay, who's our new celebrity?
Hey, I got to tell you a story. My wife, remember when I said she thought Jeff and I should be in the cornhole tournaments because we were good? Well, she did another one. Comes home the other day, and she goes, oh, I heard this great idea for you guys, the four fat guys. And I said, okay, what's that? And she goes, well, they're doing this thing where celebrities will give a shout out to you. So you pay them and they'll do a shout out for you or something like that. I don't know what they do. And I go, so you want us to I thought she was saying, Dax Shepard. She wanted us to contact him and see if he'd do a shout-out. No, she thought we would do the shout-outs for people. Like, our fans would pay us to do
it. Yeah.
Hold on, real quick. We will do that. You send us $50, we will say your name on the spot.
Sure.
We'll say your name for 20 minutes.
We say it on the air for free every day.
No longer.
No, we're not doing that anymore.
At least your life believes in you.
A certain neighbor that listens to this show on repeat, never going to be mentioned again unless we see that 50.
You know, we need to give a shout out to good cousin Johnny who does.
Whoa!
That's $50.
He sent that 50 in quick. He's listening live.
He had to go get a new phone because his phone crapped out and he couldn't listen to us on repeat all day. That's has to be the reason why our listenership dropped. He listens to us on repeat all day long.
Right.
Wait, hold on. Okay, we got to go back for a second, though. Because when Travis sent in this question, I thought, how many flavors of Oreo can there be? If I copy-pasted this Wikipedia page, just the list of flavors, into a like a Word doc, we're talking like 3 pages. So there's already some Buckwild flavors out there. What flavor would you guys go with? You have to make one.
If we have to make a flavor.
You have to make a flavor of Oreo.
We can't pick the ones that are... We just got to
unless you accidentally off. Pick one that's on.
Does he know he's talking to basically 4 idiots?
Yeah. Well, he did say, I'm assuming one of you will say Mountain Dew.
Ooh. Could you make that happen? I'm not sure.
I mean, that would have to be with the golden Oreos.
Well, and you could put like Pop Rocks in there so you got a little bit of fizz.
Yeah. They have done that with certain flavors. They did a Cherry Cola one that had Pop Rocks in it.
Well, I would try it, but I don't think you would. I just don't think you can get that delicious Mountain Dew flavor any other way.
But it's perfect the way it is. Why would you want it in another form?
You're saying you don't want hot cinnamon Oreo?
What's...
Why wouldn't you want it in another form?
Because I could just have a Mountain Dew. That's the perfect...
You could dunk your Mountain Dew Oreos in your Mountain Dew.
I dunk Oreos in milk.
And then you would definitely be... The
chocolate would ruin the Mountain Dew. You guys don't understand that...
No, you do it with the golden Oreos.
Certain things are compatible and certain things aren't.
I don't see a Mountain Dew Oreo cookie.
Or maybe you make Mountain Dew flavored cookies with Mountain Dew flavored cream.
Mountain Dew cream would be pretty good.
They do make those.
Would be good for you,
Roach. A Mountain Dew milkshake. Those are delicious too.
Never had that.
Mm.
All right, I'm going to give you one. Here's my flavor.
Okay,
potato chip.
And we're the idiots.
Aren't you going to go like with barbecue potato chip?
No, just potato. You ever had eat a piece of chocolate and then have a potato chip after it? It gives it a unique taste.
It's the salt and the sweet.
Yeah, they do dip. They have chocolate covered potatoes.
Oh, now who's the idiot?
Yeah, that's not terrible. I do popcorn and put like M&M's in there because you get a little chocolate with your popcorn.
Well, yeah, chocolate goes
and that makes
with
it melty.
Just about anything, but.
Yeah. I'd like Nutella Oreos.
Already done.
It is?
January 2018, chocolate hazelnut Oreo.
What? Yep. Why haven't I seen these?
Well, you gotta look harder.
How about you know what I would do? The Cadbury egg Oreos.
Yeah, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
That's not terrible. See? You'd have to take the chocolate off. Oh, no, you wouldn't. No, you just have the cream. And that would be good.
I would like that.
I'm not seeing it on here.
Okay. Nice job. Want rights to that one.
I got the potato chip one.
Yeah. I think they could do an Oreo cookie with just... Forget the cream. Throw a chip in between the two... The two chocolate pieces, and there you go. That's what you should try.
I would try that.
Yeah.
Forget this stupid podcast. We need to get hired at some food company coming up with ideas.
Well, so here's my second question for you. I guess it's my third. So you know how Lay's does those new potato chips every year?
Mm-hmm.
What's the new potato chip flavor?
Oh, I saw it. It was something gross.
Well, the 8 from 2018 were Cajun Spice, Chili Con Queso, Chesapeake Bay Crab, deep dish pizza, fried pickles with ranch, New England lobster roll.
I'm with the fried pickles with
pimento
ranch.
Cheese and Thai sweet chili. Saying if we make one, what is it? 4 fat guys chips. What does it taste like?
Sadness.
Fatness. What's fat taste like?
Lard. Lard flavored potato chips.
Can Crisco. You make a pork rind flavored potato chip?
You know what? Pork rinds, now speaking of diabetic, very good
no
for
one
the
was
diabetes.
Speaking of it.
Pork rinds are very good for the diabetes, but they don't taste good.
I love them. The barbecue?
I'm getting some, and you eat it. And
the barbecue's I buy them all the time.
I can't
not
do
all
it.
The time.
You know what I have to do? I'll dip them in ranch dressing.
No, I like the
bad,
I like the barbecue.
How's ranch dressing for a diabetes?
Better than you think. It's not terrible. Couple.
I like the
couple grams of
pork rinds. What's not to like?
Carbs.
I don't know that I've ever had a pork rind.
Deep fried pork skin.
I'm bringing some pork rinds tasty. Next time. That'll work real well with the show too.
Oh gosh, yeah.
We're all eating pork rinds
in
here.
Crunchy food.
You have to get barbecue because if you just get plain,
I'm not a biggest fan of the plain, but I like the barbecue. I buy them.
They had to put a lot
of barbecue. What don't you like,
it.
Though?
Yeah. There's not a lot.
Me either.
There's some vegetables I don't care for.
Like what?
I'm not a huge broccoli guy. I can eat it.
Do you like cauliflower better than broccoli?
I like cauliflower better than broccoli.
Ugh. That is madness.
That is madness.
Oh, I
like broccoli.
See, I don't think it's madness. Oh, that's madness. I like them both.
I can eat broccoli, but I like cauliflower better.
No.
I don't like Brussels sprouts at all.
I don't like Brussels sprouts either.
What?
You do.
See, you do them right.
I like everything.
No, they taste...
I will say the way I do them is with butter and brown sugar. So that might...
brown sugar. Makes everything better.
I have literally
nothing to
add.
See, I don't like them sweet. I like them butter and just salted.
Ryan doesn't know what a vegetable
is. I have nothing to add to this conversation.
I like asparagus now. I didn't for years.
Ryan's
I like asparagus.
I do it on the grill.
Oh, grilled
you
asparagus?
You just like to smell your pee after you have asparagus. That's why.
I like asparagus. There's certain vegetables I'm not a huge fan of.
You know what else asparagus can do to you?
Oh, boy.
Give you I'm just telling you medical facts.
To give you the shit, Lord.
It can give you a green poop.
Oh dear Lord!
Nothing wrong with a green poop.
My two favorite things: vegetables and defecation.
Well, speaking of poop,
oh God!
Here was our listener question that I got. Boy.
Who did this come from?
No name is attached to this.
Oh, okay.
That's always good when they don't want to be recognized for the crime they're about to commit.
That's $50 they could have. They're throwing away there.
They say, since you guys enjoy talking about poop...
Oh, no, we don't! Stop!
Well, not everyone here does.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, these two idiots, but...
All right, here's the question is, if you were stuck on an elevator, would you rather be with someone who was just dropping smelly farts or somebody who had really bad body odor?
Ooh.
You're stuck. Ooh. I mean, we're stuck.
That's a good question.
Like, we're hours. You're stuck on an elevator for hours.
Body odor.
Look, I'm stuck at Man Week for days. And I've smelled every odor, and it doesn't bother me. Either one.
You got to pick one.
I'm fine with it.
I'll tell you, here's my thought. The body odor is going to be just a constant level of stink.
Yeah.
So you're going to get used to it.
The smelly farts, that's going to come and go. You're going to have like highs and lows.
Well, wait a minute. There's not a lot of going in the elevator, though. You're trapped in there.
It's going to kind of get re-upped.
There's ventilation in the elevator.
Not if the elevator's not working.
Well, there's still got to be ventilation because how does air get in there? Otherwise, you're in a
trapped
box.
No, either way, I'm going Bazooka Joe.
No, listen to me. Listen, I'm going with the farts all day long because let's be honest. You get in the elevator and someone drops one, and you're like, "Damn, that smells!" And then you're kind of chuckling, you're laughing, you're looking over at your wife or your buddy or whoever's on there with you, and you're like, "Dang, somebody is dying." And it gets kind of funny, but BO is just. That's like,
How long are we trapped? If we're trapped for a long time, it's body odor all day because...
No.
That you're just getting used to.
No, I don't think you get used to it.
Well, here's the problem with your humor idea. It's going to be funny the first, let's say, 100 times. There's going to become a point where you just get so angry every time this person rips
you're
just one.
Exactly. You become like... Who's this bold?
How many beans did you
eat? You're holding it in once in a while.
I'm bold. What can they do? They can't
How are
help
you
it.
Not a deflated
you can hold in some.
They can't help it. They're squirming around. It'd be funny.
If
it'd be entertainment.
If there's that much gas in a
elevator.
Person, they should just be deflated at this point.
it's gonna get to the point where
you're probably right. If they got gas, it's not going to continue that much. The bad odor doesn't go away.
It only gets worse.
It gets worse.
So now you're changing the rules and you're telling me the gas only lasts for a little while? So then, okay.
Biologically, is it possible to be 2 hours of just
fighting? Yeah, Roach does.
2 hours is easy.
Well, how can it
2 days?
How can it be comparable?
1985, Roach went for 4 hours straight.
You know the worst, the funny part about Man Weekend is you leave... And you don't realize that it smells that bad. And then when we come back,
yeah.
you're like, oh, we got to open some windows.
We go, like, we'll go out to eat dinner. And then we come back and we're like, oh, man, it smells in here.
But to be fair, that is not all us. It's all the food we got in there and all that crap, too.
Mm, yeah. Most of it's ours.
There's going to be no opening windows this year.
You can open it for a minute and get a little fresh air.
We might have to open a window just to get into the place.
We'll have to open a window because you crank the heat every time somebody's not looking up to 80.
Yeah, it'll be.
The heat's going to be up this year.
No, it's not.
My knee surgery?
What, you need to be warm?
I got
to
be warm.
Your ideal warm is like 78.
If you freeze his knee, he won't be in pain. Yeah. So
we're helping.
We're in shorts and t-shirts at the man week with him. All right, I guess that's it.
Ryan, you said you had something coming from a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. I was supposed to do work.
So now he's got to look for it.
Oh, yeah.
This is typical.
You're up, Ryan. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait, we're doing something?
All right.
Who's this from?
This is from Gina.
All right. Davis.
Wait, hold on.
Gina Davis.
Wow.
That's Gina Davis. Gina.
Wow.
Yes.
Has Dax said anything to us lately?
Yeah, he said, hey, guys, what's up?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I believe you on that one.
I just saw an article on Dax and his wife.
You know what? I'm starting to feel like screw him.
I didn't like the article.
Oh, really?
What about the article?
He was saying how he encourages his wife to have all these drug parties, and he's sober.
Oh, yeah. I heard an interview with her, and she was joking about that.
So it's not true?
I don't know if it's true or not. She made it sound like it was a joke.
Why would he encourage that?
That was my question.
He was a heavy drug user for years, and he's been sober for a while now. And apparently he told his wife that everybody should try, what was it?
Ecstasy
before they die.
Okay, Sam. All right. Well, he doesn't listen to our show anyway.
That's why I don't care about bashing him.
Yeah.
I think that's just stupid, especially if you know the struggles he's had. And he knows it better than anyone.
To say, I want my wife to do this, that's dumb. That's pretty stupid.
Dax, no longer a friend of the show.
Well, I don't know that he ever was.
The good thing is he never was a friend of the show, so...
Unless he wants to tweet about us.
He doesn't even know there is a show.
No.
The truth will set you free.
I emailed him, too, and he never responded to us, so screw you, Dax.
Wow.
Can we find a new friend of the show?
I'm not anti-Dax.
If there's a celebrity out there that wants a podcast friendship, let us know.
All right, who's this?
So, Gina sent us a question, and apparently her and her significant other...
Mm-hmm.
Have very heated debates over this question.
Heated debates over this question.
Yes.
So this has got to be a real thought-provoking question for us to get it, right?
Absolutely. And it's food-related, so you're going
to
love it.
Oh, excellent.
Standard flat pepperoni or cup and char pepperoni?
Oh, cup flat. And char.
Flat.
Cup and char is better.
Flat.
I think generally I go with flat, but I don't mind the cup every once in a while either, though.
Cup and char is way better.
I like the cup and char.
Why? Why would you say that? You know what's wrong with it? It gets all the grease in there.
That's my best part.
No, it's too much.
I like to pick it up so it doesn't fall out.
No, it's too much. And you don't get as much pepperoni.
That's true. Although it's cut a little thicker than the flat.
So
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's pretty close.
Thicker piece of pepperoni. It gets that char on the top, which adds some delicious flavor.
I don't like that char on the top.
Oh, I love
the char.
Love it.
I like that. Of course, I like regular pepperoni,
How come more places don't use that, then? Is it more expensive?
I think it's more expensive.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
We like to make pizza, because I don't know if you guys know, but I'm diabetic, so I try to make it.
What are we going for the record of mentioning it in one episode? Crust.
I make it with a special crust, so I always thought I'd like to try those, but you can't find them anywhere in the store.
You know, I don't know.
You just throw it on there.
Yeah, I think it's more expensive. It's more of a specialty.
See, I have a general food philosophy.
Oh boy.
Meats, I tend to go, undercooked and overcooked. Vegetables, I go the other way.
Pepperoni's overcooked, already cooked before it goes in.
More overcooked than undercooked.
See, you're messed up. You got problems.
It is
broken both ways. Because you get, you say broccoli, you like it real soft.
Soft.
Ugh.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like it softer.
So you like your vegetables mush
normally,
and your meat
don't you like
bloody.
It harder?
Yeah, pretty much. Soft? You don't like it harder?
Soft? What,
I always thought you liked it harder, but I guess not.
Wait, what about like chicken? You can't tell me you undercooked chicken.
No, I cook chicken. You got to cook it to temp, but I would rather have it be right on that temp than...
Overcooked.
You know what? I just figured it out. Those vegetables, he's in no hurry to eat those. They can sit in the pot all day long. But that meat, as soon as it's edible, he's like, I got to get it off.
Actually, I love vegetables.
Yeah, he's a vegetable dude.
And he does like his vegetable. I like the meat cooked a little bit more, but I'm paranoid.
You kill chicken.
I don't want it undercooked and then get sick from it.
All you do is dry it out by cooking it that long.
Yeah, you cook chicken till it's...
I probably do.
Like jerky.
You know, chicken they're saying
like
now...
What's wrong with jerky?
I'm just saying. I like it cooked right.
165. That's all you need.
That's it.
165 to 175.
It's a little bit...
A little bit what? Juicy?
No, it's not juicy.
If it's a little bit like chewy.
Yeah, then
I'm not down with that.
Chew.
I'd rather have it more dry than a little like.
Yes, where you're like, I can't even tell if this is done or not.
I mean, it's got to be cooked. It's got to be done. You got to get
there's
to that
a difference
minimum
between cooked
cap.
And raw or yeah. not cooked.
Yeah, but well, what I'm saying
is not what
is,
you're saying. I've had chicken with you. You cook it till it's
I like
dead.
Wrong. Like, yeah, it's
burnt.
Dried out.
Yeah,
I like. Well, I'm not a chef. I don't know if that's a surprise to anybody here, but like
they don't sell thermometers at food thermometers
I don't,
anywhere.
Yeah, like I'm going to take the time for that. I go
do.
Out to eat anytime.
You cook, but I've been at a grills with you, and you're like that chicken's done, and you'll be like, nah, we're giving it another 5 minutes because I like to make sure.
Well, you take it off whenever you want it. I like it my way.
It's dry.
it my way. You like it your way.
Now, pork even now, they're saying 170, I think, something like that.
Yeah, and I've always agreed with that. I've been doing
it
before.
Way better.
You
way
guys
better.
Are throwing temperatures around. I don't know what normal would have been for pork or
they
chicken.
They wanted you to go way farther
they
with
used
pork
to say
years.
200 degrees or something like that. No, and no, when, no. And then it was all
like,
dried out.
I like how he described himself as paranoid, but also too lazy to get a thermometer. Oh, I'm terrified of getting a foodborne
He'd
illness,
rather
but
cook
like,
it
I'm not going to
I would
try.
Listen, the truth is I'd rather not cook it at all. Either go out to dinner or have a chef. Well, hey, I'm hoping this show takes off so I can hire a chef to come cook my meals because I don't like to cook.
Yeah, you're going to have a tough time with a chef to teach him to cook everything over.
I would teach him to cook it over. If they cook it right, I'm good. But I don't trust going into freaking the places we go to eat and have, and I'm not saying names, but the places we go to eat and have them cook it right. I don't trust it.
Well, if we're ever gonna afford it, your personal chef, we gotta get paid. So let's take a break.
Cauliflower, like broccoli. Yeah, I like it mush.
Mm-mm.
Carrots too.
Mush. Carrots.
Oh,
carrots
that's
I can go either way. Carrots
best way is mush.
No. Well, carrots got to be. I like them soft. And
yeah, I like them. Yeah.
You know what? One I really
and
like
brown
soft?
Sugar, but
I like broccoli I like soft. But sugar. I really like cauliflower all.
Yeah, cauliflower is better.
I'm not a big fan of cauliflower, period. So that one doesn't count for me.
Cauliflower is like the under vegetable. For I would eat it more often than...
I like the broccoli like she does it there. Who's the caterer that does that broccoli dish?
Well, that's like a salad.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't? It's broccoli.
Yeah, but it's raw. They don't even cook that at all.
Perfect.
Isn't it broccoli salad?
Perfect. The way they do it, that's perfect. Hey, that's how I want my broccoli.
Sherlock Roach over there.
Hey, Josh, I'm gonna go get something to eat, take a little break. Why don't you give me a call when we switch topics?
All right, I got right here.
Oh, right. We got something else.
Yep, here
we okay.
go. This is a speed round, but it's four options.
Roach, you're going to win this one?
Probably.
Wait, so Roach and I won the cup and char, though, right?
Oh, yeah, no. I definitely was a victory there.
You didn't win that.
Oh, definitely won
cup
that.
Cup and char is a big, they're fans in my house. Kids like it.
You know where?
Now, don't get me wrong. I like the cup of char too, but if I'm going to pick,
right,
I pick the flat.
That's what I said. You won. So you won because what? You picked the one that...
I like it better.
Remember? But
part of that, maybe I get it less often.
But, how's that, you know, how's that winning, dumbass?
Because I'm right.
Remember Tony's Pizza in the 90s when they had the cup and chars?
Hey, I lived on them.
Now they've switched to just like the pepperoni dice. Pepperoni chunks.
Oh,
yeah. I don't like that in pizza.
Personally, yeah. Given the choice, I take sausage on pizza over pepperoni.
I like sausage too, but it's got to be from the right place. Some sausage is, too. You go to certain places and sausage is terrible. You know, it's just,
you
like
know what,
little
though?
Crumbs.
I'm going to say this. If they put sausage on my pizza, I want that overcooked.
How can it not be? They cook it before they put it on and then bake the pizza.
No, there's somewhere it's not. I've had it sometimes where it's not that.
Again, he wants a piece of coal in his mouth.
Whatever it is, I want my sausage done
very
well.
Why don't
you
eat jerky all the time?
Yeah, do you put strips of jerky on your pizza?
That's an interesting concept. I might try that.
Who a steak that's not cooked?
What do you order a
medium
steak in
rare
a restaurant?
Medium. Medium's not bad. It's too much, but it's not bad.
It's at least reasonable. It doesn't
medium.
Doesn't. What about a burger?
If you can medium. Order, yeah. Everything's medium.
But then why don't you cook it at home that way?
I don't cook at home, stupid.
I've seen you cook stuff.
That's the one thing I'll agree with on the show. You're stupid.
I've seen you cook stuff at home, and it's always over.
I don't know when all this time is you see me cooking.
Well,
you're
not
at my
much
house.
Anymore, but back when we were younger, 10 years
what,
ago.
What, 30 years ago when we were younger? I don't remember ever cooking.
Don't question his food memory.
He's like an elephant when it comes to food memory.
Yeah.
All right, what's the speed round that Roach is going
to
win?
Ready. So would you rather be a ninja, a pirate,
well, we know
samurai.
Roach wants to be a ninja.
Hold on. A ninja, a pirate, a samurai, or a medieval knight?
Oh, medieval Ooh. Knight.
That's there's a lot of good choices there. You're talking all in their ear of the, say, the peak of it.
Yeah, yeah. We won't make you.
Yeah, we're not talking
today.
We're not walking around Main Street.
Because there's pirates today. I wouldn't want to be one today.
What the hell is he talking about?
People stealing things off the coast of Africa. You know, they take them ships and... Didn't you see that
movie
about it?
I think we're talking about the real, you know, the traditional pirates.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was clarifying.
He was clarifying.
Well, he's stupid.
I agree.
What's the choices again?
Ninja, ninja, pirate, samurai, or knight.
How can he not be ninja? That's all he talked about. He's going to be the ninja going into the bank
because
he's
ninja body.
He's no ninja. Oh, you got a knight body, a samurai body, a pirate body.
I got a better pirate body.
Did you watch Beverly Hills Ninja yet?
No.
Chris Farley in a ninja outfit. It's great.
Yeah, you got that body.
I'm trying to. I think I'd go medieval knight. It's between that or pirate. It's tough.
You know how much steel they're going to have to get for you?
See,
that
lugging
seems
that
like
around would suck.
That's what I'm saying. That seems like too much work.
There's no
be
air conditioning.
You couldn't carry it.
There's no air conditioning. Right.
Yeah, in medieval times, like at least if you're a pirate, you can sail north and it'd be cooler.
Let's be honest. Is there a horse that's ever lived that could carry one of us? With armor on.
With armor. I mean, the armor, we're going to have 450 pounds of armor.
Nah, that's too much. That sounds like too much work for me. I don't think I could do the pirate because
I
get
pirate.
Seasick.
I like seafood. I'm going pirate.
Yeah, I can't do it.
It's kind of my alley. I steal it from the rich.
I'd be the pirate hanging over the edge of the boat all the time, throwing off.
Yeah, I could steal from
that
rich.
That won't be good.
These British rich boats floating around. Take the money.
Maybe I go with the samurai.
I'm definitely going samurai.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'd have to do.
You two are so far from samurai.
Of all the movies.
Are any of us close to any of these things?
I'm not that far from a pirate.
Oh, yeah.
I can grow a beard.
You're not far from a pirate.
See, I figured you guys would all go ninja because it's like basically pajamas. It's like the most comfortable.
Well, this
of
is
the clothing.
That.
Yeah, there's a lot of skills ninjas have that I could never do. Like, quiet.
There's a lot of skills. Ninjas do that. You could.
No, nope.
You've got pirate skills.
Nobody said you
it's
had to be good.
You know what?
Run a boat.
You know what? He watched Peter Pan, and he thinks that he could be Smee.
You can't work on a boat. I could work. I can do on a boat.
No, nobody said you had to be a good ninja. You could be the world's worst ninja or the world's worst pirate.
Well, that's what I'd be the world's worst ninja. Well, of course, they'd be the world's worst samurai.
Of all of them. All right, but samurai. But what am I wearing for a samurai?
They have a outfit.
Like wooden leather armor.
You know what happened? They'd say, we're going to have you walk. You're going to walk the plank. And some guy yelled, we better double it up.
I'd be the captain. You'd be the first one off the boat.
I think of all the movies, samurais always look the coolest.
Yeah, I think I'm going samurai too, but none of us are doing any of these things.
You couldn't work on a boat?
Yeah, you could work on a boat. That doesn't make you a pirate, dummy.
What do you think? You just stay on the boat and they go over, hey, give us your stuff, and those people willingly just bring it over?
You guys.
Yeah, to go attack.
Whenever you think you're going to be the captain.
Yes, anytime we give these options, he's always like going to be the leader of it. Like, he's the head.
Well, why do I want to be the guy cleaning the deck? If I'm picking one, I'll be the captain.
Oh, you're going to be cleaning the deck, buddy. On that ship, they're going to be like, get the fat guy to clean the deck. He can't do anything else.
Hey, what did they do in the old days when they had to like go to the bathroom on the ship?
They dumped it over. Went right overside.
Yeah. They had a poop deck.
Yeah.
He went in there and the tracked right off the boat. Dumped some water.
Maybe they crapped in a bucket.
I think they had it set up so it just went right out.
Well, and then
What do you know?
And that's how they all got the plague.
Hey, I obviously have more pirate knowledge than you guys too, so.
We need to Google on that.
Yeah.
How do pirates,
okay, just to be very
clear.
It's
at the back of the boat.
I'm going to google.com and the keywords you want me to type in are how did pirates poop?
On a boat.
On the boat.
On a ship.
Top three results. How did pirates poop at sea? How do pirates poop?
Bingo.
Present
see?
Tense.
Not such a
Where do pirates poop on a pirate ship? I think that last
I
one
I think
is
you
right.
want that one. Yes.
Do we trust Yahoo Answers?
Yes.
Yahoo Answers or Reddit?
I had some fun.
Yahoo Answers.
I had some fun with some of our Twitter fans discussing the fact that while I was gone, you guys couldn't figure out Google. You took a good 10-15 minutes trying to figure out who
Claire Foy was.
Well, yeah, I just expect you to be here to go, it's Claire Foy. She's in the new astronaut movie or whatever. But instead, I'm like, I saw her and I don't know her name. I don't know what movie it was.
Hey, we all have jobs on here, and that's one of yours.
All right, I got it right here. Henry VIII ordered stalls where, quote, man may do his business in privacy and pipes for ridding ye ship of shite. So, yeah, they pooped in. They pooped
again,
in
I win.
No, that's Henry VIII. What'd they do before Henry VIII?
That's 1500s.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's been pirates for a long time.
They probably just had a bucket and they threw the bucket
over the side.
Not on my boat.
Hold on. 17th and 18th century ships had vats, big vats that they would. Collect it all in.
That's going to be your job. Your job right there.
There was the plumber's mate who had the unsavory job of clearing out the pipes when they became
clogged. Hey, plumber's
not on my ship.
You are a plumber's
mate. I got an outhouse at the back.
Now I officially know you could be a pirate.
You guys would like my pirate ship. It's much cleaner than the other pirate ships.
You have an outhouse, basically.
Yeah, that's... And the hole what kind of morons
drive
around
the hole goes all the way through the boat.
No, it goes... Just tilt it out the side of the hull.
Oh, the PVC they use?
No, it's all wood.
It just
slides right off.
Slides right off.
Then you have a bucket of seawater that you flush it. it's just obvious to me. Like, you guys make it sound like it's some difficult freaking thing. It's crap getting out downhill.
Yeah, well, okay.
Captain, Roach is in the bathroom again.
He clogged it again.
It's so obvious. Why didn't they do it? Why did they have the big...
The reason they didn't, because it would run down the side of the ship.
Right. It wouldn't just shoot out like...
You'd have a little thing. A little extension there to get it off away.
You know they're in the water.
he's going to have gutters.
We're missing the obvious answer.
Gutter.
They already have cannons on this ship. You're done. You've got a way to blast it away. You're good.
Don't you worry about what happens on my podcast.
How's that playing the podcast?
Great audio.
I didn't miss this when he wasn't here, I'll tell you that. Are you sick every day?
Yeah, I got a mix of allergies and asthma and cold and all kinds of things.
This is what...
here's a question for you guys. Ready?
Did we take care of all our listener questions?
I think we did.
Oh, no, I got more.
All right, let's do these. We'll save that for another podcast.
All right, here's one. Would you rather get kicked in the groin once per month?
No.
Or eat a live bee every day?
Didn't we do this before?
No, we did eat some. We did eat bees.
Or
poison ivy. A live bee, though. Wouldn't it sting?
Another one I want.
Oh, we've talked about that. It will sting inside
your mouth. Yeah. Why wouldn't it not sting?
For sure.
Could definitely sting every day.
Balls. And we're talking hard.
Stubb thinks that the bee, once it's in their mouth, just give up.
I see the end is
near. They would actually sting your tongue.
Would you get stung so many times that you'd just be numb?
No, it's just once a day.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is
you gotta make that first bite.
A bee sting doesn't go away immediately. So after a month of getting stung, I've got bee stings all over my mouth. Am I just numb to it at that point?
No, you would end up becoming allergic to it, I would think.
I'm telling you, you're getting kicked in the nuts is no picnic, man.
Oh, no, I don't want to get kicked in the nuts.
You'd have to learn to bite the bee to kill it.
How do you do that? They can be dead and still the stinger still gets you.
I don't know, but I'm assuming if you're getting stung every time, you try different techniques to perfect it.
Yeah, you probably could figure out. You could probably eventually you'd be able to grab that bee and pull the stinger out of it.
As much as I think it would suck to get stung every day, I think that's what I go with.
Yeah, there's no way to perfect getting hit in the groin.
Right, you can't. There's nothing you can do about that.
It's kind of jump at the last second. No,
that just hurts.
Yeah, that's no good.
And then that could be the rest of your day. You're out. Even if you get stung, it's not.
What if we change it to once a year? Once a year, you get kicked in the groin. I think I'd be counting
the days down to when I got to get kicked in the groin.
What if you don't know what day it's going to be?
Can I put chocolate on this bee?
Sure, why not?
It's a live bee, but what if
you put a little Hershey syrup on top of that?
Hey, what if you had your mouth full of Mountain Dew?
If it drowned
it? Slumped it in. It couldn't get to your to bite me.
The problem is if you swallow it and it's not dead,
I'll be dead pretty quick with the stomach acids.
It can't sting you in your stomach.
What?
Could it?
Why? That acid's going to start killing it.
I'll Google it.
What if down your esophagus or something?
Yeah.
It's moving too fast.
No.
It's
Feel it start crawling up the side of your esophagus?
It wouldn't be any worse than heartburn.
At what point, if you swallowed a bee, when would it be dead?
I wouldn't think it'd take more than a few seconds.
It's got to get to your stomach where the acids are going to kill
it. Right, sure. But
once it hits pay dirt there, I wouldn't think it'd be for long.
So you think you could just wash it down and be okay?
I think there is a possibility. You do that every day. Sooner or later, I could learn some techniques. You swallow a pill, you ever get one caught?
You learn the technique of you'd have to grab that bee and just pull the stinger out and then eat it.
You can't do that. That's not the rules.
That's like saying you're going to get kicked in the groin, but you're going to tape like 18 pillows.
Yeah, I'm just going to block his foot every time.
Why? Because you're a ninja?
Here's the problem, I'm the pirate. You get your technique down, and then you start to get complacent because you're just like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing. And then all of a sudden, you start getting stung again.
Did we find out?
I tried for like 35 seconds and then I got
nothing
bored.
Happened.
Yeah, no one's ever asked that question before.
That's a good question.
There's a lot about dogs eating bees.
How long does a bee live in your stomach?
Maybe we just need to learn from the dog.
Or maybe this is our chance to bring something of value to the world. Yeah. Let's all eat some bees and then we can post it online.
How much money would it take for you to eat? There's somebody out there that's eating
bees. Oh, there's YouTube videos.
Trademark.
No, it's already.
Oh, there is.
There's like 20,000 videos.
How much would it take for you to eat a couple bees?
That could be our.
How much money? How many bees?
Yeah, no, a cup full of bees.
A cup full of live bees. Take a lot of money.
That's terrible.
How much money?
I'd do it for $1 million.
Think about like if you get a bee sting on your arm, that's one bee sting, that hurts.
What do you mean that's
a million bucks is the only amount that you'll do it for?
I'm not going low. I'll do it for more. If you want to give me $2 million.
I'm going way lower than
GoFundMe.com.
$5?
No, I'm not going that low, but
well, I'm just trying to see if I can afford it.
Somebody said I'll give you $10,000 to
start a GoFundMe.
A couple bees.
He's cheap, isn't he?
$10,000?
Stubb wants to eat a bee.
Let's see how much we can raise.
GoFundMe, what's your goal for your campaign?
$10,000 $10,000 he said.
I said $10,000 I'll go. All right, let's go ahead and we'll see if we can get him to eat a cup full of beans.
How much is it? If you got that low a standard, how much does it take you to eat like gum from under a table? Like $2
gum from under a table? It's probably $100 I'd
put in for that one.
Elf did it for just to enjoy it.
Yeah. Elf loved the gum.
$25 a man to watch him eat gum from under a table?
Who's in? It'd be worth it.
Who's in?
That is just terrible.
$10,000 to eat a couple of bees. You know what I do for $10,000? That's good money.
Get surgery.
I'm not sure you realize how bad this would be.
How bad would it be?
You could die from it.
You're talking like a solo cup full of
bees. If he's not allergic.
No, I'm not allergic.
Bees is a misconception. Everybody's allergic to bees. It's just a matter of when you...
Oh, here we got Dr. Ruth.
Yeah, who are you? Dr. Ruth?
It's in the scout handbook.
Dr.
The more you get stung, the closer you come to becoming allergic.
Who was the crocodile man or whatever that died? He knows everything about animals now?
He knows about as much about that as he does the shitters on a pirate boat.
What was his name? Crocodile Hunter?
Steve Irwin.
Yeah, but what was he? The crocodile hunter. Yeah.
No lie. When I first seen that show, I went to work and told the guys, "Have you seen this show?" And they're like, "No." I said, "You got to watch it. That guy's dying someday."
And then he died. It was a dumb way of dying. It wasn't even.
Well, they're all dumb. He's messing around with animals that don't need to be messed with.
I'm saying I don't know how dangerous it would be to eat a couple
of
bees.
Not be
I don't think so either.
I think you better have a medical professional there.
I've been stung 6-7 times. I didn't die.
He wants us to go viral and be all over YouTube. This is our first YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I say. Six or seven times I got stung.
Now, how bad did that hurt and where were you stung?
All the legs. Out.
And that doesn't feel good.
The four fat guys, like cup full of bees challenge.
Your mouth is way more sensitive.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying it won't be painful. I just don't think it'll kill you.
I'm not saying it'll kill him, but I'm saying there's a chance if you're already allergic.
He doesn't have allergies to bees.
Okay.
Yeah, stupid. Everybody's allergic to bees. Don't you know that?
Somebody looking that up because this is...
Book it, Josh.
He might be right, but let's prove him that he is.
Wait, I Googled, can you eat live bees? And the first thing that came up was, yeah, they don't taste as good, but they are edible. So come on.
They are edible. You go. Are you allergic to poison ivy?
No.
Just because you can eat something doesn't mean you're going to be okay. You can eat bleach. That doesn't make it good for you.
Just book it, Josh. Put up the GoFundMe page. $10,000, the four fat guys, cup full of live bees challenge, sponsored by EpiPen.
I'd be willing to go with $100 with a gum. I mean,
are we looking up, is everybody allergic to bees?
I'm looking up right now. I got people in Asia, Africa, Australia, South America, and Mexico commonly eat bees.
Oh, yeah. Probably dead and dried. And
when
fried.
They are in their immature stages.
Oh, no, you're eating hornets. You're eating... Mad, angry.
See, these are stingless bees. They're most commonly munched with wasps. Well,
that's a little different than that.
It's probably the biggest difference.
Hold on. Can you die from swallowing a bee?
I don't think so.
A sting within the mouth or throat should cause one to seek immediate medical attention. Just in case the results are of the serious kind.
Just in case. That's what we're saying. We would know that
he's
going in.
He's getting stung 30 times.
That's why I'm saying.
All I said is you should have a medical professional.
Oh, there's way more than
30 bees
in a solo cup.
It does say the bee can make it to the stomach, too, intact. But it said it will die very quickly.
That's what I'm saying.
There's that little pocket of air in your stomach right above that stomach acid. He's got some quick reflexes out of that esophagus. You're done.
We're contacting EpiPen.
Again, I win in this one.
They're going to want to sponsor this because we're going to show how well their product works.
With 12 EpiPens? A cup full of EpiPens versus a cup full of bees.
And if it doesn't work, we get to keep stabbing them.
Hey, plus
I'm certified to use an EpiPen.
We'd only have to split these big checks four ways.
Oh.
I would love to stab with a EpiPen. That'd be like one of my best days ever.
Roach wouldn't even let him get the couple
beads
in his hand.
This article that
yet.
I'm reading right now says some people have allergies to bee
stings.
Yeah,
I'm seeing the same thing.
Yeah, not everybody's stupid.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
It's TMZ article.
How do I know if I'm allergic to bees? Well, why would they even ask that question if everybody is? Stupid.
As you get older, some people go their whole lives and never have a problem, but you can get stung by a bee your whole life and never have a problem, then get stung and it goes over the, all of a sudden now you're allergic to them.
Listeners, whoever wants to sponsor the 10 grand cupful of live bees challenge, please.
All right, so ultimately,
contact us.
They do this whole article about bees stinging you in your mouth and stuff, and the final thing they say is, so are you going to suffer any significant clinical effects from swallowing a bee? Probably not.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Shut up, bro. Okay.
I would agree.
But how about a cup full of bees?
You should We're talking have about a one medical bee. Professional I'm there.
Saying, no problem.
Do you know I feel like if you Google, can I eat a cup full of bees, Google should just be legally required to say no.
Wait, there's a YouTube video of a guy eating bees.
Yeah.
If even 10 of those bees make it into your esophagus
there they are.
And sting you.
They're moving around, getting ready. He's getting ready to chomp on them, and he's fine. He's not fine. Dead.
Not dead. Is there a doctor standing right
There's
by him?
There's no doctor there, unless that...
is wait a minute.
Unless
is
that the, woman behind him is a doctor,
in this guy's,
medical profession.
In this guy's group, is he like the most sickly guy there?
No, he looks like he's the richest guy there, because his dumb friends probably gave him $10,000 to do it. Stupid.
I'm not giving you anything, but I would love to see you do it. Get that going. I don't care if it's 10 years from now.
Let's end this podcast so I can go start eating some bees.
I'm not even getting an EpiPen now.
We got to go collect some bees.
Call your own doctor when you're laying on the ground flopping, trying to breathe.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on. And you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.